Storm Dara is still causing big headaches. 4 days after it hit, thousands of homes are still without power. Brian Tapley is regional manager with ESB Networks and he's on the line. Brian, thanks for joining us again. The people without power know where they are. When will they get it back?
Morning, Audrey. There's still 15,000 customers, unfortunately, still without power. We'll get a good number of those customers back today, but I'd say the remainder of the customers will take the full week before we've everyone back.
And why so long, Brian?
So I suppose we're down to our low voltage network faults, and I suppose when we do a repair now, we're probably, each time we do a repair, we're probably only getting 8 to 10 customers restored with each fault repair. Whereas at the start of the storm, when we did a repair, we were focusing on the larger kind of medium voltage, high voltage faults. And when we did a repair, we were getting maybe 1,000 customers back or a couple of hundred customers back. So it's into the really difficult part of the storm restoration.
So the customers, are many of them in quite remote areas of the country?
Yeah, not everyone, but yes, and it is kind of, it's around the country. So the likes of up in the northwest, the likes of Sligo, Carrick and Shannon is impacted. Counties in the Midlands and the likes of Arklow and Enniscorthy on the southeast coast and parts of Cavan as well. But there are pockets of customers out all over the country in. And they're generally on the to-do to repair, only returns a small number of customers.
And engineers from France are arriving and starting work this morning. Why do we need their help?
Yeah, so back in 2017, when Storm Ophelia hit the country, Enedis came over to support ESB Networks in that restoration. Last November, when Storm Ciarán hit France, ESB Networks travelled to France to support their 1.2 million customers that were out of supply. So there's a long-standing relationship between Ireland, France and the UK. To support each other during storms. So we've 60 technicians have come over from France. They arrived yesterday. They'll be based in Athlone and they'll be working to help us speed up the restoration effort. And also crews from Northern Ireland Electricity are arriving today as well.
But you're still thinking it'll take till the end of the week before everyone's back?
Realistically, yes. Yeah, just given the number of faults that still have to be repaired and each fault takes, you know, a bit of time to kind of remove the debris, repair the network and restore it. And each time we do that, there's only small pockets of customers that are being restored. So it's the difficult part of the storm response.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian Tapley there of ESB. Well, the Port of Holyhead in Wales is still closed as well after Storm Dara, and that's causing a real headache for haulage companies who are trying to make their deliveries across the Irish Sea. And one of those is Monaghan-based BM Transport. Its Managing Director, Darren Murphy, is on the line now. So, Darren, what are you doing? What route are you using instead of Holyhead?
We're trying to find any route we can, Audrey. It's not simple because the capacity isn't there. Liverpool has reduced capacity from last year from P&O Ferries left the route. So the main route between Ireland and the UK, especially for express freight such as parcels and driver-accompanied foodstuffs, would be Holyhead. At the minute, we're trying to route freight through Pembroke, a small amount, because capacity there is an issue. Due to customs, it's not as simple as it used to be because we can't ship into the north as easily because of customs and customs checks. So it's just it's a disaster at the minute, and nothing has moved in Holyhead in the last 4 days.
You say it's hemorrhaging your business?
Major. We have 80 loads sitting in Holyhead, in our depot in Holyhead, waiting to ship. We have the same on this side. We have trucks sitting at the busiest week of the year, not able to move, and the freight there, and customers ringing to see if there's any possible way of getting it out. And it's just a disaster at the moment. We've often seen storms, we've often seen one boat off, but this is unprecedented. Yeah.
Something happened at the port on Saturday. It's meant this big closure and long delays. Is it meant to reopen this evening?
They're hoping, we're waiting for an update this morning, but I don't think it'll be full capacity. That's what's concerning me, because next week the passenger numbers will rise, and when that happens, the port is at full capacity anyway, when the normal 6 ships a day move in and out of the port. So I'd be concerned if it's going to be reduced, what we're looking at here into next week. But look, we'll wait to hear an announcement later this morning from the port.
All right, Darren, we wish you well. Thank you very much indeed. Darren Murphy there, Managing Director of BM Transport in Monaghan.